Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. And I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I'm doing the show from Columbus, Ohio today. And I want people to know that we're here. But look, the city of Benton Harbor is going up in flames. I tell you, what is happening in the city of Benton Harbor is criminal. But I'm here to tell you that we're here to fight. We have to stand up. We're here to do the things that need to be done. We're here to take things to a whole different level. We got to talk about the emergency financial manager, Joseph Harris. Joseph Harris should be fired immediately. And here's what I wrote. We must push for immediate suspension of all emergency managers. They symbolize the destruction of democracy by the corporate power. We hope that the Michigan Supreme Court will hear the case of Benton Harbor manager Joseph Harris, who is steadily explains why emergency manager should be fired for his failures. One, inaccuracy and deceitful communication. Mr. Harris proclaims that the city of Benton Harbor has a balanced budget and a cash surplus. The 2011 audit reveals that the city actually has a budget deficit of approximately $565,000 under Mr. Joseph Harris' leadership. Two, the city sued for non-payment. Mr. Harris executed a very poor contract with Benton Township without input from the leaders of the community. Gross negligence. Mr. Harris failed to exercise the city's rights under the HUD 105 Business Development Loan Program contract to collect nearly $500,000 in loan deficit occurred by three companies. Each company liquidated and sold excess and kept 100% of the proceeds without repaying a single dollar to the city of Benton Harbor. Wasteful spending. Mr. Harris squandered city limit resources during the fiscal crisis. I include excess raises and salary increase for his buddies. All his friends, family received increase and salary increases. Excessive raises. Four, wasteful spending. Mr. Harris squandered limited city resources during this fiscal crisis, including, once again, giving his friends, his cousins, his relatives raises. Negligence management of the city neighborhood stability program grant. The grant of nearly $4 million was created to clean up a bleak neighborhood, stimulate small business contracts, housing development, create jobs. Mr. Harris forfeited these obligations to Harbor Shores, Cornerstone Alliance, and Michigan Works. These three entities are among the city's wealthiest people in our company who are not the type of people who organized the NSP intended to help. This is just five, but next week I'll give you five more and let you know exactly where we're at and what we're doing. But I tell you this much, we are on a roll. We are doing the things that we need to do. And we're taking this thing to a whole different level. But I tell you this, let's listen to a little Martin Luther King, and then we'll take it from there.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slaves, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream that one day, even though
You are listening to the Pinckney Show, and I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I want to apologize to all my listeners today. We're having a little computer niche here. Usually when I try to do my shows from different places, like last week in Chicago, the week before that in New Orleans, and now I'm in Columbus, Ohio, trying to get this thing done. But unfortunately, I'm having a little difficulty, but I will have it fixed before the show is over. Let me say this. You are listening to the Pinckney Show, and I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I want to talk about this emergency manager, Joseph Harris, just a little bit until we get this niche fixed, because this is really, really important. It says, negligent management of the city neighborhood stability program grant, the NSP. This money was given to the city of Benton Harbor. Actually, it was a total of $14 million. Seven went to Cornerstone Alliance. The other seven went to the city of St. Joe. So they can hire workers to come into the city of Benton Harbor and make money. Their job was not to employ the residents of Benton Harbor. Matter of fact, I was at the meeting when they were discussing how they were going to divide the money up between themselves and not allow the residents of Benton Harbor to reap any of the benefits. We're talking about $14 million. Can you imagine how many jobs that could have helped, how many families that could have helped in the city of Benton Harbor? And I tell you, when are the people going to start waking up? We are in a crisis here in the city of Benton Harbor, and nobody seems to care. The people do not care about what's going on in the city of Benton Harbor until what's happening in the city of Benton Harbor happened in their city. Then, and only then, will they take a stand and want to stand up and fight. But then it's too late. It's too late. And I'm telling you this, not something that I'm thinking, but I'm living this. I'm living this right now in the city of Benton Harbor, Michigan. Let me go on. Number six reason why the emergency manager, Joseph Harris, should be fired. The Carl Brown Economic Development Center was closed. A very, very nice building. But they have allowed that building to go down. So the black people in the city of Benton Harbor will have no building of their very own. They cannot use City Hall. Now they got the commissioners over there having their meeting every other Monday, twice a month, and that's what they're using. It's molded, it's discrepant, they have allowed this building to go all the way down. They call it the Carl Brown Economic Development Center. It is now closed to the residents of Benton Harbor. What's next? What's next? What's next? What is going to happen next so we can show these people what we are made of? I'm telling you this. It is time that we take this thing to a whole different level. It's time that we change the way we do business. Because I'm telling you this, we are not doing what needs to be done. And I am so ashamed of the way we do business that it's criminal for what they do and what they get away with. But the thing is, we're allowed. So we can't blame anybody but ourselves. And this thing's been going on for years. When will the people take a stand and start doing the things that need to be done? When will the people take a stand? I tell you, we are in a mess. We are in a mess, and I don't know whether we'll be able to get out of this mess. It seems hard to believe that we could still be involved in something like this. But I'm telling you, we the people, We've got to move this thing to a whole different level. Until we do so, we are going to be fighting with each other over the crumbs that they leave for us. Those are my words. Absolutely. Those are my words. So at this time, I think we have the board fixed, and I'm going to bring in my co-host, my friend, my guy, Ralph Porter. I'm thinking we have the board fixed, but I'm not sure. I can't seem to get them in, but I'm still working on it. But in the meantime, I'm going to work on this poem, a poem that is written by Raphael. It simply reads, Whirlpool, what a whack company. Whirlpool is a natural catastrophe. Whirlpool, it drags you under the sea. What they do to Benton Harbor, they can do to you and me. What have they done to your city? They took your jobs, but not your dignity. Your elders sent you to rot in prison. They mocked his word, but he is risen. Your younger lay bleeding in the street. They laugh now, but the story is incomplete. They blindly take what Lincoln restored. We should rest while rights are ignored. And it's all about because Whirlpool is whack. Whirlpool is whack. Whirlpool, what a whack company. Whirlpool is a natural catastrophe. Whirlpool, it drags you under the sea. What they do to Benton Harbor, they can do to you. And it goes on to say, while one among us is not free, with no justice, no peace can be. They stole your par, a golf course to make. I wanna see every stupid golf cart 6 feet in the lake. Police and judges, EFMs, EMs, they all, a conspiracy of terrorists is us with versus them. They plot in darkness, they covered it blown. Thank you, Rachel Maddow. They were weak as a soul. I tell you, we are in a crisis, and I am still working on the broadcast of this show. We are fighting, and I tell you, they do not want this show aired, but it's going to be aired whether they like it or not. I went to the courthouse in Columbus, Ohio this week, court watching as usual, and I saw something that was so amazing. I mean, nobody would believe this if I sat down and told you what was happening in the city of Benton Harbor and then came back and told you what was happening in Columbus, Ohio. You would think that I was making this up. I sat in this courtroom and I watched this judge actually be fair. I mean, and I was told he's not like this. Sometimes he's like this all the time. I'm amazed to see people doing things on this level. I'm happy to see people step in and just do the right thing. See, once you really get into the mood and show people what you're capable of doing, it changes things. You see, I know in Benton Harbor is a little bit different because the people won't stand up. Anytime you're surrounded by people who will not stand up, you get what they say, what you deserve. But I'm not buying this. I don't think a person actually get what he deserves unless he deserves something better than what's happening in the city of Benton Harbor. That's why I fight. There is no other way of doing this thing. But I tell you, we need everybody out there help. And I know my board is full right now. I know people are trying to figure out what's going on. I'm telling you this, the board is down. The board is down. But don't worry, we are still working to get it right. I tell you this, this is one exciting day. I tell you, I am happy, happy to be here, to be able to deliver this show today, even the way it is now. I'm able to cut a few corners and get on there and say a few things, but I wanted to make sure I get my host in, Ralph, but I was unable to get him in, Mary and everybody else, Roz. But the point is, it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there. It ends when we say it's over. But I tell you this, This is one war that we have to win. Who would believe that the chief of police in Benton Harbor, Michigan, were called out to save a baby life? The police department came out, looked at the baby. This is what they're saying now. I'm getting this as secondhand information. What they said was that the baby was breathing, and the police also said that the baby was no longer breathing and the baby was dead. And the mother said, no, the baby is still breathing. The police officer said, no. What they did, they went inside her house and kicked her door in, found the roach, and put the roach in the bag and wrote her a ticket for being in possession of marijuana. And her baby had just died. This is how the city of Benton Harbor operates. They don't care nothing about the people. They don't care nothing about you. This is what's happened in Benton Harbor, Michigan. But like Benton Harbor, Michigan, it can happen to you. Don't think that we have a lock on this. I'm telling you, not what I think. I'm telling you what I know. And I'm telling you, this is one thing that I cannot even compute. We are still having a computer problem, a real computer problem. But I don't want you to go away. We're going to listen to a little Martin Luther King until I can work on this. And once I work on it, we can get down to business, because it seems to me that they don't want this show to go on. We have had an amazing increase of listeners. I mean, over the last 3 weeks, we have steadily have 500 to 1,000 different people coming on the air. We normally be well over 10,000. But now we're hitting the stage now where people are beginning to tell other people about our show. And I'm happy today. I tell you, I am in a mood today to let people know that this is just the beginning. This is where we're connected. This is how we're connected. And I want to tell you that we're just doing some of the things that need to be done. But we got to keep it going. We cannot stop it now. So I want you to listen to Lil Martin Luther King while I work on this hit. Please do not leave me now.
Difficult is of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on
we are still working on this matter, but I tell you, we are in a middle of a crisis here, and I am standing strong. And I just want to talk a little bit more about this emergency manager idea, those who really don't know anything about him or know what he does. First of all, he's a dictator. He was placed in his inside the city of Benton Harbor, actually, by Whirlpool, not the governor. The people think that the governor brought him in, but Whirlpool requested that the EM come under a Democratic governor, Jennifer Granholm. She brought him in to take over the remaining part of the city of Benton Harbor. Then the Republican governor, Governor Snyder, what he did, he came in and enhanced the program just to make sure that if there's anything left in the city of Benton Harbor, it will not be for the black folks. They made sure of that. Right now we are scrambling. We are fighting over everything. Even the PGA, the senior PGA that was came here, we're the only community in the history of the United States that was not offered a dime by the PGA, the senior PGA, or the PGA of America to come to our city, even though they had to pay an additional amount for protection for them, the police service, everything else. There was nothing, nothing offered to the residents of the city of Benton Harbor. And the only reason that it's like that, because they normally go to white cities, and when they go to these white cities, they have to give them something. But Benton Harbor was given nothing, not a single dime. Matter of fact, they even rented out the beach, our beach, and first they laid down the law that no residents from the city of Benton Harbor could enter that beach. But I immediately went to work and said, we're going to that beach. We're going to show them what we can do. Matter of fact, that's where our death march worked. We made sure that we went to that beach and showed them what the people and the residents of Benton Harbor was capable of doing. Never before in the history of mankind, have anything happened like it had happened in the city of Benton Harbor. If we had not had an emergency manager, which is a dictator, the one who actually put our mayor death in the basement, stripped the commissioners all their power, this could have never happened. This is why emergency manager Joseph Harris should be, got to be, fired. I go on to talk about the failure to secure community benefit package. A grant fund. The big losers are the youth. Once again, the children go without in the city of Benton Harbor. Let me reread that. Failure to secure the community benefit package, the CDP grant funding. Failure to fill it out because he did not want the young folks, the students of age who's able to work, to work and get this money. He wanted to keep the people inside the city of Benton Harbor as poor as possible. Number eight, a political liability. Mr. Harris, and he continued confrontation. He refused to participate in the Barron County CEO monthly meeting, which he is obligated to attend. There are grant money that's coming in that should be going to the city of Benton Harbor and is not going to the city of Benton Harbor because we have no representation. A commissioner can't go to that meeting because he has no authority. If you are a commissioner in the city of Benton Harbor, Michigan, all you're doing is wearing a title. That's it. Nothing more than a title. That's all it is. It's a title. Title. That's all it is. You have no power. You can't make any decisions. You're just dead. Even the mayor himself. And this mayor, we got the new mayor, is a puppet for Whirlpool. But he has no power, so he's almost useless. And it goes on to say, Mr. Harris failed to post the city tax millage on the November ballot. Well, that's a good thing for me, but it's a bad thing for the residents of Benton Harbor because I don't want to pay any more millage. We pay more millages in the city of Benton Harbor than anyone, anywhere in the whole United States. We pay more taxes for those raggedy homes in Benton Harbor than St. Joseph, Michigan. And that's the truth. You can look it up. Everything the Benton Harbor residents do is enhanced, especially when it comes to money. We pay out more money, get less service, and treat it badly. But we are treated badly because we allow them to do it. Too many times, the people and the residents of Benton Harbor have failed to stand up and fight for what is right. Too many times, we allow them to get away with things that they have no right to getting away with. I'm telling you not what I think. I'm telling you what I know. So I'm talking to everybody now. I want people to hear this. Because
we're going to release the building full of books. It's 17 more steps. It's freedom for everybody or freedom for nobody. America today finds herself in a unique situation. Historically, revolutions are bloody. Oh, yes, they are. They have never had a bloodless revolution or a nonviolent revolution. It don't happen even in Hollywood. You don't have a revolution in which you love your enemy. And you don't have a revolution in which you are begging the system of exploitation to integrate you into it. Revolution overturns systems. Revolution destroys systems. A revolution is bloody. In a position actually to become involved in a bloodless revolution. The Russian Revolution was bloody. Chinese Revolution was bloody. French Revolution was bloody. Cuban Revolution was bloody. And there was nothing more bloody than the American Revolution. But today, this country can become involved in a revolution that won't take bloodshed. All she's got to do is give the black man in this country everything that's doing. Everything. I hope that the white man can see this. Because if you don't see it, you're finished. If you don't see it, you're going to become involved in some action in which you don't have a chance. We don't care anything about your atomic bomb. It's useless. Because other countries have atomic bombs. When two or three different countries have atomic bombs, nobody can use it. So it means that the white man today is without a weapon. If you want some action, you got to come on down to Earth. And there's more black people on Earth than there are white people. The white man can never win another war on the ground. His days of war, victory, is great as is a 3-pound victory hole. Can I prove it? Yes. Take all the action that's going on this earth right now that he's involved in. Tell me where he's winning. Nowhere. Why, some race bombers, some race eaters ran him out of Korea. Yes, they ran him out of Korea. With nothing but gym shoes and a rifle and a bowl of rice. Took him and his jeeps and his napalm and all that other action he's supposed to have and ran across the hill of wine. Huh? The day that he can win on the ground is dead. Up in French Indochina, those little peasants, rice growers, took on the might of the French army. They ran all the Frenchmen. Remember the same thing happened in Algeria, in Africa. They didn't have anything but a rifle. The French had all these highly mechanized instruments of warfare.
That's right. It's the ballot or the bullet. And it's about time that people start taking a stand. See, Mr. Harris is not the man for this position. He refused to work with the city, the community, the city elected officials. Matter of fact, he refused to work with anybody but Whirlpool. How do you profess and desire to put the city back on a solid fiscal ground, simultaneously refusing to work with the people tasked with sustaining the operation after your departure? Because he's leaving here. Matter of fact, we're putting that pressure on them that they never had before. Those 226,000 signatures will be approved. I'm guaranteeing that. They will be approved. That's 226,000 signatures. And we're going to place it on the ballot, and we're going to get people out to vote. Because it's the ballot or the bullet. It's time that people start changing the way they do business. It's time that we stop hiding, acting like little girls. Well, no, the women's the ones that are standing up. It's the men's who's not standing up. But I tell you this, it is time for this EM to go somewhere and sit down. Mr. Harris has resorted to name-calling, verbal chastisement. He's been calling the city commissioners all kind of names. I mean, he has been attacking them like they're nobody, like they wasn't elected, that the people did not vote for them. And that's why I say it's the ballot or the bullet. This, Mr. Harris, you people out there in radio land, you have to come to the city of Benton Harbor to see what's going on. I tell you, if you people, if you God-loving people, you people who claim that you love God, this is an opportunity for you to come to the city of Benton Harbor. And I tell you, we need as much prayer as possible. But I tell you, we're in a position now where we are going to have to start making decisions. And the decision is that we are going to have to fight for what's right. We are going to either have to make them put up or shut up. Or we're going to have to take this thing to a whole different level. Anytime a man who was not elected by the people can dictate to the people whatever he wants. Matter of fact, these are his words. He said that if everybody in the city of Benton Harbor voted for something and he voted against it, he wins. He said if the elected official here in the city of Benton Harbor did not adhere to what he wanted done, that he would even have that title removed off their name. This guy is something. He's such a character that I don't know what to tell you. This makes you want to change the way you do business. This is the only way that we can get things done here in the city of Benton Harbor. And it's not, see, we're talking about Benton Harbor, but this situation is going all over this country. We put up such a strong fight, and we showed them what a little community can do if we pull together. Now the attack is on Detroit. Matter of fact, they got Detroit. The residents are there. If they would have came down to the city of Benton Harbor and stood shoulder to shoulder and fought with the residents of Benton Harbor, most likely they would not have an EM coming in their future right now. Nobody wants an EM. That's just like having another man come into your home who does not work but receive a salary from you to pay your bills. That's right. He can tell you what bed you can sleep in. He can tell you where you can go and where you can't go. He can tell you that your basement, your bedroom, your bathroom is off limits. And there's nothing you can do about it. That's what an emergency manager does. They have given him so much power that he can do anything he wants to do. And that's why I'm fighting. Even if nobody else fights, you can count on me to fight this battle. Anytime you have an elected leader, an elected mayor, an elected commissioner who you have put in office, and this man won't even let them enter the office, you know you have a problem. And all of this is because of Whirlpool Corporation. Those of you who out there shopping for a washer and dryer, stole the refrigerator, don't forget, do not buy any Whirlpool products, none, even if they're giving you a discount, because most of them are not well put together anyway. It's important that you understand this. Never before in the history of mankind have a company came into a community and robbed it, raped it, and stripped it like Whirlpool Corporation had done to the city of Benton Harbor and getting away with it. You have the newspaper, the Herald Palladium, which prints stuff in the newspaper that they know is not true. But the point is, the residents of Benton Harbor, they don't care enough about the situation to stand up. That's why this poem that was written, Whirlpool, what a whack company. Whirlpool is a natural catastrophe. Whirlpool, it drags you under the sea. What they do to Benton Harbor, they can do to you and me. That's why it's so important for people to stand up. That's why it's so important for us to stand together. When you have a problem, I got a problem. That's why I go all over the country. There's no place I won't go. If you call me, I'll come. That's a promise, not a say-so. Here in Columbus, Ohio, you know, I had that opportunity to go into their courtroom and see exactly what they do. It's nothing like Benton Harbor, nothing. But you, the only way that we can neutralize them, we have to work together. We cannot do this without each other. The school system. Benton Harbor has one of the worst school systems in the whole nation. That's right. They got a guy named Seawood running, Leonard Seawood. I want you to remember that name. He's the biggest joke that ever exists. He's a joke. What he have done, he allowed other people to come in. And once again, the school system is ran by no other than Whirlpool Corporation. They run everything inside the city of Benton Harbor. They take, and they take. They take from the residents. They take from the community. They take from you and I. That's why you cannot buy any products of Whirlpool, because they, what they're doing is criminal. You got U.S. Representative Fred Upton, who is the heir to Whirlpool. He went out and got about $10 million worth of stimulus money to raise the river so their yachts can come into the bay. Now, we got people starving in the city of Benton Harbor. But yet and still, this man goes out and get this money to raise the water level of the river so his yacht can come through. And nobody is talking about that. The Herald Player wrote an article about it like it was the most wonderful thing there was in the world. And here we are surrounded with people who are starving to death. I'm telling you this, literally starving to death. People living in the streets. They have tried to chase all the people away from the community, all the homeless people. And I tell you, we have a chief of police. They call him Chief Lane, a black man, not a brother, just a black man. And it's criminal what he do. If the commissioners ever get their power back, I'm going to make sure they vote to get rid of him. That's what I'm saying. I want them to vote to get rid of him. He must go. Lane must go. And that's final. But we have to make sure we're on top of what we're doing. And I tell you, We are, I mean, when you talk about the city of Benton Harbor, the school system, the court system, the EM, the emergency manager, you're talking about something that nobody will believe unless they come to the city of Benton Harbor. See, that was why Occupy the PGA was so important. There was nothing more important than us having the Occupy the PGA. What they have done is it has propelled us to a whole different level. You see, now we get the respect on that end, but now we got to continue to apply pressure to them in order to get things done. But I'm going to need everybody's help because, like I said before, it's the ballot or the bullet. There's no in between. We have to show these people what we are made of. Until we're able to do that, we're going to continue doing the same thing over and over and over again. That's the way it's going to be. We're going to continue doing the same identical thing over and over and over again. When will the people learn? When will we say enough is enough? When will everybody come together and understand that we're at war? This is no conflict. This is the real deal. So we need to just stand up, start fighting, show these folks what we made of. Let's take this thing to a whole different level. Let's show the world that what we can do. Because it's time that people change the way they do business, change the way they act, change the way they really are, and move on. Because we're not fighting for ourselves. We're fighting for the future of our children. And one of the greatest stories in the history of mankind was the Pied Piper. Let me explain why the Pied Piper was so important. You know, a lot of times people talk about it, but the Pied Piper was a tremendous story. It told you and me how, if you don't adhere to what people want, that they can take away your future with your children. And that's what they're doing right now. They're taking away our future with our children. We are right now two generations behind, maybe even three, because what they're doing, they're destroying our children and the way they think and act. The first thing they did, that you cannot punish your children. And they told the children that your parents cannot punish them. When they told the children that you could not punish them, they immediately took this thing to a whole different level. But my children, they know better. I don't care what they say. I don't even care what they do. You see, if you got something for me, bring it on. Because that's what they do anyway. They still try to bring things on. And also, well, I only have a few minutes left, and my computer is still not acting right. I still can't bring people on the line. I'm very disturbed about this. But let me talk about the NAACP just for a moment, because it's important that people know this. The NAACP had threatened that they was going to do something to Pinckney. That NAACP, a black organization. Right now, they are so embarrassed. So now that they're going to drop, they plan on dropping a bomb on the river. But I'm ready for them. They don't scare me. They're just another black group that's been bought out by these greedy, blood-sucking corporations. They're just another group of black folks, just like these ministers. We got these ministers in the city of Benton Harbor, Second Baptist Church, Kevin, whatever his name is, Joseph Wales, them folks, Nate Wales, you know, these folks, Melvin Burton. These are ministers who have sold a soul to the devil. But I tell you this much, they have met their match with the Reverend. Reverend Edward Pinckney is going to show them that they do not scare me not one single bit. And I'm happy to tell you this, but we have to fight together. Please, you do not want an emergency manager coming to your door. This is what they want the whole country to have, an emergency manager. They can be control everything you do, all your resources. They can suck your resources out of you, just like they're doing to the city of Benton Harbor. The city of Benton Harbor is poor because we don't have people working, but we are rich. We are surrounded by water and land. So as long as you got water and land, you have something special. And those of you who have came to the city of Benton Harbor, have been in the city of Benton Harbor, you know exactly what we have. We have a treasure chest in Benton Harbor. We have something special in the city of Benton Harbor. And I tell you, this is something so amazing that even I must say I'm happy about. But we must continue to fight this battle. We cannot give up. We can continue to talk, but we must continue to fight. There's no in between. I tell you that. And I say this to everybody, it's the ballot or the vote. There's no in between. We are all going to have to make a decision pretty soon. And we can't be intimidated by them. We cannot be afraid by them of what they might say or what they might do. It doesn't matter. As long as we're doing what's right and fighting for the future of our children, nothing else really matters. So we have to know this, and we have to take this thing to a whole different level. And on that note, I'm just going to give you a little bit more of the ballot or the book. And in the meantime, I'm sorry that we weren't able to get through to you today. I'll make it up to you next week. I'll play you twice. But in the meantime, we're going to just do a little ballot.
America today finds itself in a unique situation. Historically, revolutions are bloody. Oh, yes, they are. They have never had a bloodless revolution or a nonviolent revolution. That don't happen even in Hollywood. You don't have a revolution in which you love your enemy. And you don't have a revolution in which you are begging the system of exploitation to integrate you into it. Revolution overturns systems. Revolution is strong. A revolution is bloody. But America is in a unique position. She's the only country in a position actually to become involved in a bloodless revolution. The Russian Revolution was bloody. Chinese Revolution was bloody. British Revolution was bloody. Cuban Revolution was bloody. And there was nothing more bloody than the American Revolution. But today, this country can become involved in a revolution that won't take bloodshed. All she's got to do is give the black man in this country everything it's doing. Everything. We hope that the white man can see this. Because if you don't see it, you're finished. If you don't see it, you're going to become involved in some action in which you don't have a chance. We don't care anything about your atomic bomb. It's useless because other countries have atomic bombs. When two or three different countries have atomic bombs, nobody can use it. So it means that the white man today is without a weapon. If you want some action, you got to come on down to earth. And there's more black people on earth than there are white people. The white man can never win another war on the ground. His days of war victory, his days of ground victory over. Can I prove it? Yes. Take all the action that's going on this earth right now that he's involved in. Tell me where he's winning. Nowhere. Why, some race farmers, some race leaders,
I played that a second time so people can understand exactly where I'm going with this. It's the ballot or the bullet. And it's time that people understood it. I'm not talking about just in the city of Benton Harbor. I'm talking about around the country, even around the world. I know what we can do in the city of Benton Harbor if the people stood up and worked together. I know what we can do not only in Michigan, New York, California, Georgia, all these different places. I know that we can beat them down. Remember, government is supposed to be ran by people and for the people. So we have to get this thing together, knowing exactly what we need to do, what we have to do, and let's do it together. Remember this, boycott all World Whirlpool products, everything. Boycott the PGA of America. Boycott these people. Hit them where it hurts, in the pocket. If we don't hit them in the pocket, we're not hurting them. But we must do this. And listen, I do want to apologize to all my listeners, but next week we should be able to do it better. I'm doing the show from Columbus, Ohio. That's right. And I'm going to make sure next week we be better. And on that note, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. God bless you, and I hope to see you soon. Bye now.